Check, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2.
I'm here. Yeah. Is this red hymnal?
Yes.
All right, it's good to be in the Lord's house today. Amen. Amen. Let's turn in our Red Back Hymnals to page 139. Page 139, Jesus Paid It All. Or excuse me, at Calvary. We'll get there in a little while. I'm not quite to Jesus Paid It All yet. At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Sing, mercy there was great and grace was free. Multiplied to me, there my burdened soul found liberty. At Calvary, on the second now, by God's word at last my sin I'd learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Sing, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Sing the chorus again. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Amen. I'm thankful for the old rugged cross today, aren't you? Amen. Let's turn to 305, page 305. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and blessed for a world of lost sinners was slain. Thank God, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown on the second now. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to pardon and sanctify me. I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown on the third now. In the old rugged cross, blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. Page 119. Jesus paid it all. Thank God. Amen. Singing about the cross today. Can't go wrong by doing that, that's for sure. Are you thankful for the cross today? Amen. Praise the Lord.
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby my grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen. Let's sing one more. 277 today. 277. Amen. And because of what he did for us on the cross, we can say that we're redeemed. Amen. Sins are washed away, never to be remembered against us anymore. Hallelujah. Thankful for that price. Amen. Let's sing now. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Troubled and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. On the second, great is my joy. Now's onward I go. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praises shall flow. I have been redeemed. Sing now, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. And the last, precious indeed is my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory, someday I shall be. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Stand, turn around, fellowship with one another. It is good to be in the Lord's house today. Praise his name. Thank God for the price that was paid for our redemption. The only price that could be paid was the blood of God's darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says we're not redeemed by corruptible things as of silver and gold for the vain conversation that we've received by the tradition of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We know that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for our sins. I'm thankful for his blood, aren't you? Amen. Appreciate your presence on this Lord's Day, last Sunday. Well, no, it is not the last Sunday of March. We've got one more left, and that'll be a special one, as it'll be Resurrection Sunday. So don't forget that next Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday. Lord willing, we'll have a sunrise service. We always do that, and I'll give you the specific times on Wednesday, put that out on the prayer chain. But we will have a sunrise service. But then we'll also have Sunday morning service as well. And we'll observe the Lord's Supper, Lord willing, on Sunday night. So excited about next Sunday. But you know, the truth is, the Lord could come back before then. So we don't want to take anything for granted, right? Amen. So want to get all we can while we can, because we just never know when the trumpet's going to sound. But amen. Appreciate your presence today. The only other announcement that we have, as far as I know, is the revival service. Now, again, I thought we had the date set in stone, but Brother Roberts called me, I guess it was Thursday, and said that he had forgot something on his schedule. So now we're looking at the first, I believe it'd be the 6th, 7th, and 8th of May that we'll be having revival service, the first Monday through Wednesday of the month of May. So doesn't bother me one bit. That just gives us a little bit more time to prepare and, again, do some promotional work for that meeting, do some outreach, do our best to go knock on some doors and not only promote the revival, but most of all promote the gospel and tell people about the Lord, and then hopefully encourage and invite some people to come to church as well. So, amen. Excited about the revival. Excited about what I believe God's going to do at our church. I'm still not, not going to give up. Just going to keep on plowing. Take it one service at a time, and just believe that that God still has a plan. Do you believe God's got a plan this morning? Amen. His plan's greater than ours. That's for sure. Anybody else have any announcements today? Prayer request. Pray for Dad. As he's not feeling well. And he had the entire crew over last night. His mom fixed a big meal and had grandkids running everywhere. And I just think maybe he overdid it. Hallelujah. You put a bunch of Bailey grandkids in the house together, romping and running. And then my brother brought his full-size collie dog over. And I don't know who caused a bigger mess, the kids or the dog. But long story short, we had a big time. But Dad isn't feeling well today, so remember him in prayer. Amen. Continue to remember LV. Good to see LV with us today. I saw that lawnmower out this week. I hope he wasn't riding on it. If he was, I'm going to preach at him. Amen. But appreciate him. How's Debbie doing, LV?
She's doing a little better.
Is she back home? She's home? Okay, but she's home right now. Okay, remember Debbie in prayer, and also pray for LV's brother-in-law, Jimmy Seaton, needs the Lord. Okay, remember him. Also remember Jesse's grandfather in prayer, as he got bad news this week that his cancer is more advanced even than what they thought it was. So remember him physically, but also pray for him spiritually. Amen. I talked to Miss Cheryl this week. We need to continue to remember her in prayer. Certainly miss her as she's not able to be with us. Pray for her and pray for her family. The Travises. Your crew all right this morning, William?
Yeah, it's a long night. They were supposed to be on the way. But.
Okay. Just pray for them. We sure do love them. And amen. Praise God. Those babies can be nocturnal sometimes, so. Certainly remember them in prayer. Other prayer requests today.
Pray for Linda Austin's nephew, Brett Harmon. He's not doing good at all.
Pray for Brett Harmon.
Parman?
Yes. Remember Brett Parman in prayer. of the prayer needs today.
Our neighbors and my piano students' families.
Amen. Neighbors and piano students. Praise the Lord. Pray for the piano students just because they have to put up with Pam. Praise God. But amen. Pray the Lord to give her an opportunity to witness to them. Amen. Treat them terribly and be mean to them and then tell them about Jesus. I don't know about that now.
They love me.
They love you. Okay. At least that's what they tell you, right? All right. Any other prayer requests today? Yeah, go ahead, Jess. Yeah, the Madison Hosey family, just a very, very tragic situation. Family's very well known here in the community and got a good reputation, good people. And well, there's just some things hard for us to understand, aren't they? But one thing about it, that family certainly needs our prayers. Pray that God will undergird them with grace and mercy and just give them the peace and comfort to be able to... to get through just such a tragic thing. What was that name again? The John Cooter family. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, you hear a lot of things or you read a lot of things in obituaries, and we've had people say, well, they're a member of this congregation, so they're a member of United Baptist Church, and we ain't never seen them before. But isn't that true? Yes, that's right. But I like it when somebody says, hey, listen, it doesn't matter. I shouldn't say that it doesn't matter where you go to church. It does matter, but what's more important is that you know you're saved. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. Pam mentioned the Price family as they, Deanna tragically lost a child. She's over 30 weeks pregnant, and amen, very sad experience. So remember that family. Anyone else today? Yeah, Dad's got some more tests on Wednesday, so remember him in prayer. Any other prayer requests today? Let's continue to remember our church. Continue to pray for our nation, pray for all the conflicts around the world, and amen, just uncertain times that we're living in, amen, but God's got a plan, and he sure can be trusted, right? Amen. Any other prayer requests today? We'll gather around the altar. If you'd like to join us, you can do so. If not, pray there in your seats. Please, I ask you to pray for me today as I preach.
Thank you, God, this morning for another Lord's Day. Thank you, God, for a privilege we have to come together. Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, thank you, Father, for the Lord, the body of faith, God. Father, we know we're a part of your family. God, I'm just thankful, Lord, that I know, Lord, that I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. Lord, nothing the devil can do about it. Lord, I just praise your high and holy name today for who you are and what you do. God, as we gather today at this place, I pray that we would do so as a people prepared to worship you. Lord, help us to put aside all the distractions, God, and anything that might stand in between ourselves and receiving that which you have especially prepared for us. But God, help us first of all to offer up the praise that you are worthy and deserving of. God, I pray for the music, the testimonies, the offerings, the prayer requests, the preaching of thy word, that it might bring glory to thy name. God, Lord, Father, Lord, we know that you're aware of every need that exists in this place, things that we're not aware of. God, I pray that you challenge all of our hearts and draw us closer to you. Forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, I pray, Lord, if there might be one amongst us watching or listening that does not know Christ, I pray they'd be saved. Lord, bless the prayer requests today that have been offered up. And Lord, God, in such a small congregation, Lord, just to know that so many people stand in need, God, I pray for those that have experienced tragedy, Lord, whose lives have been removed suddenly, Lord, without warning, God, we pray that you bless their families and comfort them during their time of grief. Lord, I pray, Father, today that you bless Dad as he's unable to be with us. God, I pray, Father, that you just help him, Father. I pray, Lord, that you bless LB and bless his, Lord, niece Debbie. Lord, bless his brother-in-law, Jimmy Seaton, help to come to know Christ, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that you bless Jesse's grandfather. And Lord, once again, we pray for the physical need, God, but most of all, we pray for the spiritual need of his soul. And God, you just send somebody by his way that would point him towards Christ, Lord, and that he might give his heart to Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father, today, Lord, for Lord, others that are hurting, I pray for Pam, Lord, and Lord, as she continues to try to minister to her neighbors and those that she's able to teach, God, Lord, I pray that you speak to their hearts, and God, we could just go on, Father, that people who need you, and Lord, I just pray tonight, today, that you just bless our service, Lord, meet with us, help us, God. And Father, I pray, God, that when it's all said and done, that we might be able to say that Lord Christ has been exalted. And Father, Lord, that it's been good to be in your house. Father, meet with us, God. Put a stamp of approval upon our worship service today. Lord, we're going to praise you for who you are and what you do. In Jesus' name we pray.
We will receive our Sunday morning offering at this time. Amen. So you give us, the Lord's blessed and prospered you. And pray God's blessings upon our church, that he'd provide our needs financially. Brother William, you lead us in prayer, sir. Amen. I believe there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. All right. Holly, come sing for us before we preach today.
Never go. don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my friends. Oh, but lately I've been homesick. How I long just to be with him. So in the morning, should you find me with my eyes?
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Amen. That's the extra. That's the add-on. Amen. Boy, the blessings, that ought to be enough, oughtn't it? Amen. But if that weren't enough, then God just daily loads us with benefits. And it shouldn't take you very long to be able to find one. Amen? That's right. Shouldn't take you long at all to be able to say, well, there's another benefit. Amen. Hey, listen, God woke you up and got you up out of bed and allowed you to put your clothes on and come to the church house. That's a benefit. Amen? Amen. You could be so much worse off than what you are. And so many times we think about how bad our lives are when in reality, amen, God has been good to us. Amen. Anybody say God's been good to you today? Amen. All minds and hearts clear this morning before we preach. Holly used to sing that song a little bit, but it had been a long time. I thought she did all right. Amen. Amen. All minds and hearts clear. Turn to Acts chapter number 11. Acts chapter number 11. Caroline, turn the pulpit mic off, please. Acts chapter number 11. I want to read one verse of Scripture this morning. And then we're going to share some thoughts with you from what is one of my favorite passages in the Word of God. Acts chapter number 11, verse number 17. If you found your place, say amen. Holly found her place. I don't know about anybody else. If you found your place, say amen. Amen. Well, verse 17, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, here's the statement that I want to preach from as it is spoken by Simon Peter. What was I that I could withstand God? Amen? What was I that I could withstand God? Let's pray. Father in heaven,
We love you this morning. We thank you, God, that with arms upraised, we can all say we're still blessed. You've been so good to us. Lord, a lot of songs been sung about the cross, about Calvary, about the blood today. And Father, as Lord, we enter into this week, Father, that we celebrate and observe the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Savior. God, I pray that it would be heavy on our hearts and minds, Lord, not just this week, but every week and every day that we live, Lord, that the love of Christ might constrain us. And Lord, how you died for us, we ought to live for you. So God, as we enter into this place today, God, we believe we're here for a reason and a purpose. We believe that our gathering is not in vain, but Lord, it was ordained by you. Lord, I pray that whatever it is that your purpose would be for this service, that it might be fulfilled. God, I pray that we'd be quick to praise you and, Lord, be thankful for who you are and what you've done for us. God, if you never did another thing, Father, we'd still have to say that we're blessed. But Lord, I pray this morning that you'd help us to receive from you the truth that you have imparted to us. Not through the messenger or not through the preacher, but through the Scripture. And Lord, I pray that you'd help me today, Lord, just to be a conduit, to be a vessel. Lord, just to be a mouthpiece, God, of what already has been said. Lord, I don't have anything new to say today. Lord, I just, Lord, want to remind and refresh all of our memories, God, concerning what the Bible says. So God, bless your word. God, exalt your word. Magnify your word. God, I pray that, Lord, we trust the power of thy word to do for us, Lord, what you've promised to do. Lord, what you said you would do. And God, we'll praise you for that. And God, I pray that if there might be one today that's struggling or hurting or, Lord, just, Lord, wrestling with the unknowns or the non-understandable things that occur in life so many times, Lord, I pray that we would all leave here, Lord, reminded of the fact that in spite of it all, you have a perfect plan and a perfect purpose. Lord, you do all things well. You make no mistakes. And Lord, you are a God that can be trusted. Honor your word. Exalt your son by way of your humbled servant, Lord, today. And Lord, we're going to praise you for who you are, what you do for us. And Lord, we're just going to give you glory ahead of time, Father, and say, Jesus did it all. It's in the matchless, marvelous name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And for his sake, we do pray and ask these things. All God's people said, amen. What was I that I could withstand God? You know, this passage of Scripture records for us Peter's testimony before the brethren in Jerusalem regarding his decision to introduce the gospel to the Gentiles. Obviously, this decision was based upon the Lord's leading and guidance of Peter. But it was a very controversial decision. It was not a popular decision. It was questioned. It was criticized. But it was a defining moment. Not only in Peter's life, but for all humanity, as God introduced the gospel, not just to one individual race of people, but into the entire world. And I'm glad of it, aren't you? That had never happened. We Gentiles would be without hope, and there'd be no way for us to be saved. We'll just share some things this morning with you regarding this thought, what was I that I could withstand God? First of all, a situation, verse number 1 and 2 of Acts chapter number 10. Acts chapter number 10. The Bible says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. He was a devout man and one that feared God with all his house. He gave much alms unto the people and he prayed to God always. This man named Cornelius, he was a Roman centurion who was sincerely seeking after the Lord through prayer. But although he prayed unto the Lord, the passage implies to us that he didn't know anything about Jesus.
He was sincere in his desire to know about God, yet he was unable to please the Lord because he didn't know the only way to God. And brethren, I just want to just stop before we go any further and say there's only one way to God. Only one door. Sincerity will send you to hell. Amen? Only Christ will lead you to heaven. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, but Christ and Christ alone will get the job done. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is none other name besides Jesus, right? Yeah, but I'm thankful that I know the way today, aren't you? And that I've met the man that is able to seek and to save that which is lost. Now there's an intention. Verses number 3 through 8 of chapter 10. He saw in a vision, Cornelius did, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying, Cornelius, when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. And he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do.